How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we need to get into the zone. The zone of a champion.
Yes.
Ooh. This weekend, the Chicago Bank of America Half Marathon, starring Carla Hernandez.
Yeah!
Carla is running the half this weekend, and we're very excited for you. This is your second time around.
This is my second time doing a half marathon, which means after I'm done, I basically ran a full marathon.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Just not consecutively.
Two halves equals a full.
Mm-hmm. 13.1 miles.
That's a long journey.
That's long.
When you think about that, and the fact that in a city as big as Chicago, they have to wrap it around things.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, honestly, it is pretty wild. And it's funny because I remember last year, my goal, I was like, I really want to run a marathon. Maybe this was 2 years ago, because I thought that every race was a marathon.
She thought that 3Ks, 5Ks, 8Ks, 10Ks were all marathons.
I thought the race was called a marathon.
I kind of thought the same until I met you. So.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What is going on
Everything's
here?
Everything's a marathon.
Like, there was a really funny video that went viral.
Except
for sprints. This guy who had just run a 5K, and he was like, so proud of myself, I ran a marathon. He's showing his medal, and his girlfriend goes, you ran a 5K. He goes, what? And she goes, well, you ran a 5K. And he goes, yeah, I ran a marathon. She goes, no, a marathon is 26.2 miles.
Yeah,
about 20, you only
23
ran 3
miles short of a marathon.
And he was like, oh.
So you're running the marathon this weekend, the half marathon this weekend.
And the full in October.
And your goal is to do what, better than last year by some amount, or
yes,
just better in general?
So last year, I didn't really train, and I ran it in 2 minutes and, whoa, two hours and 44 minutes.
Okay.
So this year,
you got to beat that.
I would love to beat that by like 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay. And you have been training. You've gotten into run clubs. I mean, you've done a lot of running in the past 365 days.
This is the most relaxed training in the world. Like, did I do long runs? Meh. Not really.
What's the longest run you've done in prep?
Like 7 or 8 miles.
That's pretty long.
That's long.
I've never run that long in my life.
Ever.
Yeah,
never.
There's not been one time in my life where I've run seven or eight miles.
But I did it like twice.
Okay, well, the point is you're doing this 13.1 this weekend. You did it last year. You're definitely going to make it through. I hope that time is better. We would love to support you and everybody who is going to be running the Chicago Half Marathon this weekend.
Yay.
So if you're listening right now, we want to invite you to join us. We're going to be cheering at Grand in Sacramento. There's like basically over there, they're calling it a cheer station.
There's like a whole cheer station.
There's several, actually.
Yeah, and there's like a bunch of run clubs that I think are going to meet by there, too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's Chingona's Run Club and Beautiful Day Run Club that are by there. But don't quote me.
There's going to be a lot of run clubs. There's going to be a lot of people cheering people on. But we're going to head towards the area of Grand and Sacramento. And
yes.
Right between the 10.75 and 11-mile marker.
Okay.
So.
So what we're
like 10 and 11.
What we're hoping to do is to find a place to stand and see you as you come by.
Yes.
The good thing about this space at Grand in Sacramento is because you'll go north through that area, you'll go around Humboldt Park, and then you'll come back through again. So we'll theoretically be able to see you twice.
Oh, yay. Okay.
And so that's very exciting.
That's exciting. And if you have trouble finding us, Mogan and I will go live on Instagram.
Yeah, at B96Chicago. Yeah. So you can come and find us
and cheer on
Carla. And not only Carla, but all the other amazing people who are running a half a marathon, 13.1 miles
this
weekend.
Crazy.
Well,
there's
on Sunday.
Thousands of runners. I don't want to misquote it, but I want to say it's like well over like 20,000 runners.
Wow.
Yeah, I think.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Doing a lot more working out than me.
That's okay though. Hey, everyone starts somewhere. You want to run this year.
I want to do a 5K next month.
You know what, Ahmad? We should. Come with me. I ran 4 miles on the lakefront last week.
Really?
Yeah. And that was the most I've ever run in my entire life.
It's the number for me. I probably can push myself to do it.
You can. It's hard. But find yourself a place to run.
Mm.
For me, it needs to be the lakefront. I got to have some views.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not into this running across crosswalks and stuff.
I hated that. I tried it the other weekend. I hated
jogging
that.
In place at, you know, waiting for the light and all that.
Oh, I don't jog in place. I like my break.
Oh, do you?
I love when I get to a red light and I'm like, yay, so, I get to stop.
Excuse me. Back to the point here.
Yeah.
The Chicago Half Marathon this weekend. We're going to be out there supporting Carla at Grand in Sacramento. We'll be there by 8:30, streaming live at B96 Chicago, supporting Carla and, well, all the runners.
Yes.
And so if you'd like to join us, this is your official invitation.
Yay. I'm so excited.
That's coming, and you're going to do the damn thing. And then we'll recap it Tuesday when you come back, because you're going to take Monday off.
I am taking Monday off. I just know that I'm going to be, like, super tired.
Yeah. Get some rest.
Well, you know what? We will hold down the fort.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
B96. All right. Ed Sheeran, June 27th, Soldier Field for the Loop Tour. We would love to send you. Call now and play a little game that we're calling Ed or Another Red. 877-591-9696. We'll explain the game when we get you on the phone. It'll be real easy. Let's get you some Ed Sheeran tickets next from B96.
In the Loop. With Mogan Carla.
This is Chicago.
On B96.
All right, so the weekend has finally arrived, and it's going to be nice and warm this weekend. We're looking at like 80, 81.
Ah, yes. Summertime shy is upon us.
You know, it took long enough, but we are here, and this is In the Loop with Mogan Carla, and we're going to let you know all the good things that are happening in Chicago this weekend so that you can actually get outside and enjoy life.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much happening in Chicago all the time that I think it can get a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
And you're like, how do I even know where to start making plans? We got you.
Well, you start right here. And we'll start by spinning the
Wheel of categories.
Music festivals.
Yes, prepare to be sick of us, because there's going to be a music festival every single weekend. And this weekend, the big music festival is Beyond Wonderland Music Festival.
All right.
It is happening at Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Island Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And this is an EDM festival. Now, the really cool thing about it is that Beyond Wonderland is literally themed after Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, cool.
So it's all very funky. There's going to be people dressed up and theme and, like, the different characters. They even hire characters to come and kind of, like, walk around. There's big flowers and there's all these activations. It's, like, it's very much trippy.
Okay, well, and there are people who are probably going to be tripping.
A little bit, maybe, but the DJs are going to be amazing. Saturday, we've got Zedd, we've got DJ Snake, Lost Frequency. Sunday, there's Tiesto, Excision, Green Velvet, Alan Walker. Like, there's a whole lineup for you to enjoy.
This is great, and you know what? It's that time of the year now. We have passed Memorial Day, and you're right. There's going to be some sort of music festival probably every weekend until Labor Day.
I'm literally going to a music festival every single weekend. Yeah. Until Labor Day.
Cool. Are you going to this one?
I am going to this one.
Okay, cool.
Yes, I'll be there Saturday a little bit because I have a lot of stuff to do on Sunday, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But on Sunday, I'll go after.
Okay,
like, for the whole actual day.
All right. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll continue by spinning the
Wheel of categories. What do we got?
Touch grass.
If you would like to go outside, which is what our touch grass means, then you can go cheer on all the wonderful people at the Bank of America Half Marathon.
Including
myself.
Carla.
And also, like, everyone else that I know that is running. Shout out Jenna. Shout out Abby. Shout out Steph. Shout out Lexi. Like, I have so many friends that are running. Please go out and support your friends. Everyone who's turned 30, I feel, is like, I'm going to run a half marathon. So I'm in that. But it's going to be Sunday, June 7th.
Okay.
The race starts at 7 a.m. Well, the wheelchair race starts at 6:50, but the other race starts at 7.
Okay.
But most people won't want you to cheer for them right at the beginning. There are, like, so many cheer stations throughout the course.
Right, so you don't have to be out there at 7 a.m. I will say this. We're going to be out there cheering Carla on, and we're inviting everybody to come and join us, cheer Carla on. We'll be at near Grand and Sacramento.
Out in Humboldt Park.
Yeah, and so what we're going to do is me and Ahmad the Amazing, we're going to go live on Instagram at B96 Chicago. So if you would like to find us and join us as we cheer Carla on, we would love to have you there.
Yeah, they'll be between mile 10.75 and 11 of the course. But it's a big course. It runs all through Chicago.
And so that specific area, Grand and Sacramento, we'll get to see Carla go north, and then she'll go around Humboldt Park, and then we'll get to see you come back south again. So
yes,
hopefully
you
we'll see you twice.
You might just have to run across the street.
We'll figure that out.
Thank you.
We'll figure that out. But very exciting to go out and see everybody who's doing the half marathon. And best of luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's continue by spinning the
Wheel of categories.
Get in my belly. What are we eating?
Ribs is what we're eating this weekend.
Yum.
So it's the 26th Rib Fest in the North Center neighborhood. And so it's happening kind of where Lincoln and Damon and Irving Park Road intersect.
Okay, so they're shutting down the street, I'm assuming.
They're shutting down Lincoln, and they're going to have a whole rib fest. It's the 26th, and there's going to be so many ribs from so many vendors, and they're all competing for the title of Best Ribs and People's Choice. And so this is not just a fest. This is a competition to see who is going to win the best ribs. And yours truly is going to be a judge for the ribs.
Moog, you are so funny because you're going to be a judge at Rib Fest, but aren't you also judging like 12 other things?
If there is an opportunity, and I'll tell you like this, if you are putting on an event and there is an opportunity to judge something that I can't myself do, I'm there.
Yeah.
Can I make ribs as good as these guys? Absolutely not. Can I eat ribs and go, yum? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I go, you know what? I think this one was a little bit better.
I think this one, I like the barbecue on this one a little bit better.
Don't you dare ask me my qualifications.
Your qualifications are you be eating.
Yeah, I do. And so I'm going to be out there. So it's Rib Fest. So the cool thing is, so it's not just the ribs. There's all kinds of barbecue and stuff that you can enjoy there. There's also a whole kids area if you want to bring the family out. And it's just going to be a good time eating some great food and enjoying the summer vibes.
And it's also happening today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Yeah, to be clear.
Which is awesome.
So today, tomorrow, Sunday, tonight, it's like an evening thing. I think it goes 4 to 10. And then tomorrow and Sunday, I think it's like 12 to 10 or something like that. But yeah, it's the North Center Rib Fest. It's the 26th annual. So get out there. Try some ribs. If you see me, say hi. And I think that's our In the Loop.
Yeah, until next weekend, you're in the loop.
So it's B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. And we want to know what kind of stitches the snitch should get. 877-591-9696.
What is happening right now?
You know exactly what's happening right now.
It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96. And who's in the right and who's in the wrong? I assume that me and Carla are in the right here. It's Moog, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing, our producer.
No, today he's just Ahmad.
Just Ahmad.
Today he's just Ahmad.
Ahmad the a-hole.
Oh, wow.
So, listen, Carla and I have had a tough week.
We've been sicky.
I had Monday off.
Uh-huh.
I took Monday. I planned it.
So you had a four-day week. Very tough.
But what sucks I got sick. Uh-huh. And Carla was sick, and we've been sick. And we both had incidents this week where we were not particularly punctual.
We were just the taddiest bit toddy.
Yeah. Came in, and I don't know. How late were you?
I came in middle of, probably like 5:44.
Mm. Okay. And I came in at, I think, 5:50 or 5:51.
And
one
I
day.
Didn't say anything to y'all. I was like, it's fine.
Yeah, you didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything
to us.
What are you talking about?
So, our boss informed us that you let her know that we were each late a day. And I thought, who goes out of their way?
To tell the boss.
We get here at 5:30 in the morning. Okay?
It was like...
We're always here on time. We never miss anything.
We don't.
You know, and then all this... And then you just rat us out.
I didn't just go in like, you won't believe what they did this morning. It came up in conversation.
How did it come up in conversation?
Did she say, oh man, I was running late this morning, and you said, speaking of running late, you know, like
kind of like that.
There's no way that this comes out in a positive way not a complaint.
It was a jokey joke. Like we were just talking. She was kind of like, wait, what? I was like, yeah, we talked about it on the air. It was funny. It's fine.
What's the joke?
Logan and I just looked at each other like,
The problem is here, Carla, is he said there was a jokey joke, and I waited for the jokey joke punchline.
I'm waiting to laugh. I want to laugh so hard.
It's fine. It's funny. No one cares. You aren't in trouble. Well, not that I know of.
We were written up.
We were told.
Shut up.
Yes.
No, you weren't.
No, we weren't.
But we were like told about it. Like, oh, you guys were late. Like, why didn't you let me know?
By the way, great point has been made here. We're streaming live right now at B96 Chicago on Instagram. Gloria from the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia says, oh, Ahmad, no one told on you that you were late for hours.
Oh.
So remember, this was 2 weeks ago.
Ahmad fell asleep on the red line.
And he fell asleep and slept all the way down to 95th and Dan Ryan.
Yeah.
On the red line and then had to come back. We didn't go, hey, Molly.
But you did hop on the air and was like, Ahmad's late. Ahmad the late. Now I'm Ahmad the a-hole. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Ahmad the snitch.
What is that?
When you have a name like Ahmad the Amazing, you got to expect that sometimes that's going to be filled in with other things when you're not being amazing.
So, I don't think I'm in the wrong here.
Why?
Consuelo from Melrose Park. Who is in the wrong? Me and Carla or Ahmad the snitch?
Oh, my God.
I worry because Consuelo will just be honest with us.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you. Yes. Ahmad, you're wrong because nobody falls asleep on the train for hours.
Yeah,
it wasn't hours.
Mo is always there. You fell asleep. And you woke up at 95th because they woke you up.
Okay, they're not always here because they were late.
You're probably late already twice.
You know what?
But Mo and Carl, that's my family.
Oh.
You're wrong. You're right.
And there's a great point here in that when we were late, we were late at 5:45 and 5:50. You were late at 7.
Okay.
Yes. Our show ends at 9.
Yes. It was a half day.
He was technically on the air.
How we say it when we go to church when we're late. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Consuelo. You know, for a second I was like, oh, Consuelo's going to be like, you know what? Nope.
You shouldn't have been late.
Thank you, Consuelo, and we love you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Consuelo.
877-591-9696. Ahmad the snitch. He snitched me and Carla out for being late. Now, his job is executive producer of this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you credit on that front, but did you need to tell our boss that we were late?
First of all, I'm the producer. How can I produce a show with nobody here?
Oh.
And y'all were late.
You know what? How dare you make just any saying, sense right now?
Just saying.
Who produced the show the day that you were...
Not here.
Yeah.
Well,
I recall we were still on the air.
Anyways.
877-591-9696. Who's in the wrong and who's in the right here? Me and Carla, obviously right. Ahmad, obviously wrong.
No, you're swaying the audience.
877-591-9696.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. Sorry, my headphones are too loud. Ahmad the Amazing is Ahmad the snitch today. He ratted us out to our boss that we were both late.
I'm going to offer you a rebrand. Ahmad the Always Honest.
Oh, that is quite the rebrand. He volunteered to our boss that we were each late once this week by 15 minutes and 20 minutes, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
But is it 20? I mean, we normally start around 5:40.
Right.
Anyway, we're very upset, and we're wondering who's in the right and who's in the wrong. Now, we assume that we're in the right. Because
why would you tell our boss that?
It was in passing. It's fine.
I have a hard time imagining how that actually came up in passing.
I imagine you walking in there with your boots.
I was like, I'm mad at them because they were late.
Yeah.
It did not. It was just that doesn't come up in passing.
It does.
Apparently it did, but.
Okay.
Anyways.
Ellie in Chicago is team Ahmad. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm on his side. I have to tell you.
Oh.
Like, this is your job. You can't you have to get on the air on time. Like, what? And then you're forcing him to, like, fill the space, I guess. And then he's supposed to lie to the big boss about it?
Nobody's telling Ahmad to lie.
But he didn't have to offer up this information. And he doesn't have to fill time. He just has to play songs.
I have to push buttons. It's very hard.
No, it's not. I do it all day.
Well, I mean, this, I don't know. Like, it's a slippery slope, you know. You start being late, and then there's no repercussions. It's fine, and then late and late. It's not a big deal. I'll just roll in a bit later.
Like, yeah.
This is your job, and you guys must enjoy doing, you know.
Listen, we're not just going to get later and later until we're showing up at 9 a.m.
You're going to show up after the show.
It's not a common occurrence. It was just a little oopsie that we would have preferred to stay.
And in a rough week where we have both been a little bit sick, a little bit of grace would go a long way.
Yeah.
Instead, we get snitched out.
It's not snitching.
Well, I think it's something he has to nip in the bud. You know, that's part of his job.
He's not hurting us.
It's turning on me now.
he has to keep you guys in line. I mean, I'm sorry, that's part of what
did we forget that Ahmad stayed on the red line asleep a few weeks ago?
We are out of time.
That's true. The day that Ahmad showed up at 7?
Yeah.
Now, technically,
what time are you guys supposed to show up?
5:30.
No. Girl, I was about to cash app you. I think I'm going to take that back.
Oh, wait, I'm not.
Well, all right. Well, we got one opinion. That's just one person's opinion. Thank you very much.
I still think that you shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, guys, but you want to know how people feel about it.
Yep. No, we asked and we got our answer.
Now we would like a different answer from someone else. So 877-591-9696.
We are asking for people who are on our side. Yeah. I think we should clarify. Thank you very much for the call.
Of course.
All right, let's welcome the unhinged Crazy Carl. So if you're just joining this conversation, me and Carla were both late once this week, and Ahmad the Amazing, our producer, told our boss, ratted us out. Crazy Carl, who's in the wrong, us for being late or Ahmad for being a rat?
He's going to be a rat, and you know what, I hate to say snitches, and you know what I say back in the old day, ditches and snitches, you don't rat out on your friends. And when I was at the B, was at the double, it happened to me.
We gotta slow it down. Carl, I heard snitches, stitches. I heard something about Eddie and Jobo.
I don't know, Carl.
I knew this was gonna be unhinged.
That's the people on y'all side.
All right, Carl. We love you. I don't know what you're saying.
Love
though,
you,
so
Carl.
We're gonna have to let you go.
I'm gonna say that Carl's on our side, right?
Thank you. Yes, I am.
All right. 877-591-9696. We'll grab one more at random. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
We're talking to you.
Hi.
What's your name?
Okay. Hello? Hi. Okay. Can you hear us or is this Maria?
It is Maria.
All right, Maria. So whose side are you on, really, is the question.
What are you? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, Ahmad, are you for real?
Ooh, okay.
Hang up on Maria right now.
No. Let's hear Maria out.
It's the whole thing. Do as I say, not as I do. Oh, hell no. Snitch.
When he came in at 7 o'clock, we joked about it on the radio, but we didn't just like reach out to the boss.
The radio that the boss listens to.
But we don't know for sure.
Busy.
Our boss is the vice president of programming for the entire company.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she really do begin promotions like that.
So there's a good chance that she's listening to
other
shows
radio stations.
And other people.
She loves us the most.
Like, how would she know that we weren't here?
Thank you, Maria, for that, by the way. So I think overwhelmingly, there was one person that was Team Ahmad. We're in the right. And Ahmad, can you at least consider not snitching us out next time? You know what sucks about this is he supports his decision.
I do, because I keep saying in passing, but it wasn't with mal intent. It was just a little jokey joke. Like, they were late. It's funny.
Still waiting on that punchline, by the way.
I'm waiting for it to get funny. I really am.
Maybe I just don't get it. Maybe we're not the right audience for your jokey jokes.
Thank you. Now all of Chicago thinks I'm a snitch.
Well, Snitches get stitches.
That's what happens. All right.
It's B96. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. And Ahmad the Amazing here is putting on a little show for us, a little game show. And what are you calling this?
Drag queen or weed strain.
Drag queen or weed strain. And you've got Carla and I competing to determine whether or not the name that you're giving us is a drag queen or a weed strain.
Yes.
Because as we know, both of them, always the most random names ever, and I love it.
I live for it.
So let's put the gay in game.
Oh.
You like that?
Don't outdo me.
I'm sorry.
That was good.
It's Pride Month. I can't do that.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Now.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Let's start off with the first one. Rough and Stuff.
This could go
That's
out
a weed way. Strain.
That's a weed strain. What do you think, Carla?
Rough and Stuff?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to go weed strain, too.
It's a drag queen.
No!
That's a drag queen.
Yes,
rough
a local
and stuff.
Queen.
All right.
Rough and Stuff.
All right, so we both got that one
that
wrong.
Was That's
wrong. Okay, that was practice.
That was practice. That was all practice. Right.
All right, next one.
What about Laganja Estranja?
Weed strain.
That's got to be a drag queen.
You're both correct. She's a drag queen with a weed strain after her name.
Wow.
Yeah.
Laganja.
Do you have any idea how cool you have to be
to get a weed strain?
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine somebody being like, can I get a Mogan Carla Mornings?
Can I get an eighth of that?
By the way, if there are any stores here in Chicago and you want to have a Mogan Carla strain or Mogan Carla coffee,
mm-hmm. I'd Ooh, be the first
yeah.
to sample.
Count us in.
Carlatte.
Oh,
Ooh.
All right.
All right.
A mocha.
Okay, let it go.
Sorry.
All right, next one is UFO.
That's a weed strain.
Carla?
Because it's out of this world? Yeah, weed strain.
It's a drag queen.
What? Really?
It stands for Unidentified Femme Object.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
That's cool.
All right.
Let's see. Blueberry muffins.
Blueberry muffins. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's muffins, I'm going drag queen.
I'm going weed strain.
It's a weed strain?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because that's giving... Like what Mogan Carla Morning's strain would be.
Blueberry muffins.
Something good for the morning.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I love that. Marketing genius.
You know what? I'm on it today.
Feel it.
Ahmad the Amazing has put a game together, a little game show, called Drag Queen or Weed Strain. What's the next one?
Let's see. Vicious Mockery.
Weed Strain.
Drag Queen.
Drag Queen it is.
Yes.
All right, it's 3 Carla, 1 Mo. Let's do another one. Hippie Crippler.
Oh.
This is a weed strain.
Yeah, I think so, too, because hippies smoked a lot.
You're both correct.
Yeah.
All right. No, this is good.
Sorry for stereotyping the hippie community.
Well, that's kind of what
they
they're known for.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Let's see.
The hippie community.
That's life in 2026.
Carla has just apologized to the hippie community.
Don't want the mad at me.
Shout out to them. The next one is Luxurious Temptation.
This is a weed strain.
I'm gonna go drag queen.
Mo, all of these are like, this has got to be a weed strain.
I think none of these sound like names.
I'm gonna go with drag queen.
It is a drag queen.
Oh, man.
Okay, wait, what is the score so far?
5 for Carla, 2 for Mo.
So I won a long time ago.
Yeah, it's over.
But you know what? That was a good effort, Mo.
You said, tell me another one that's a drag queen's name then.
Hinky Punk.
All right, I like that.
Yeah, Hinky Punk.
You would have guessed that was a weed strain.
Hinky Punk? Yeah, I would have said weed strain. All right, look, give us about 4 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000. How crushable are you today?
Oh, dude, I'm on steroids. I'm uncrushable.
Oh, she literally is on steroids to make her healthier.
I'm going to be all right.
There's no ban on roids in these rules.
Apparently not.
B96.
Can't.
Andrew in Old Town is going to take a crack at it today.
What's up, Andrew?
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how we doing?
Hi.
Andrew and?
Nicole.
Andrew and Nicole. All right, so it's a whole crew who's taking on Carla today.
And it's two adults. Sometimes people have their kids in the car, and I'm like, their kid's not going to know the host of the Tonight Show.
Well, you know what? Is it Andrew and Nicole? Is this are you a couple?
Yes.
Okay. We're on our way to get married right now.
Oh!
What?
Snap! And on the way, you're going to try and crush Carla, win yourself $1,000 to kick off your new life together.
That is so cool.
This is so epic.
Exactly.
Why am I going to cry for you? Like, you're just on your way to...
Oh, no. Carla is crying. Is this the steroids? What's happening?
Go easy on that.
I think it's the mood swings. That is so amazing.
Have either of you guys cried yet today?
No, actually, not yet.
So Carla had the first tears in your wedding.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Throw Carla out of the room, please.
Hey, Carla, get out of here, please.
Okay, bye.
She can't help herself. She cries at weddings, and apparently we're at one now. So here's the deal, Andrew and Nicole. Five pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla today. You get $1,000 to kick off your new wedded bliss, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one, Lollapalooza headliner is what I meant to say. Charlie XCX says her new album is completely different from her Brat album and that fans might not like it, but she's cool with that. What color is the iconic Brat album cover?
Green.
Question number two, Taylor Swift released her new song from Toy Story 5 called I Knew It, I Knew You. The song's going to be part of the official soundtrack, which releases June 19th. Who voices the character Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story 5?
Tim Allen.
Question number three, Madonna performed at a pop-up concert in Times Square yesterday for Grindr. She performed a 15-minute medley of her hits and some upcoming tracks from her new album. Which pop star did she famously kiss at the VMAs while performing Like a Virgin?
Britney Spears.
Question number four, when asked about his kids, ASAP Rocky responded, they could be considered Nepo babies. I just got to make sure that they chill with their rough cousins. True or false, ASAP has three kids with Rihanna.
True.
Question number five, Forbes 2026 list of America's richest self-made women includes Oprah Winfrey, Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian, and Beyonce. Which city did the Oprah Winfrey show famously start in?
Chicago.
All right, let's get Carla back in here while she's on the way. And so you're literally on your way to the courthouse right now in Chicago. So City Hall?
We're going to DuPage. We're getting married in Naperville.
Oh, okay. So you live in Chicago.
We live in the city.
You live in the city. You're headed to Naperville to get married. Well, congratulations. Yeah. How long have you guys been together?
5 years.
5 years. And you said, you know what? Today's the day. We're doing it. Was this planned or spontaneous?
Well, this is more for the paperwork for the wedding, you know?
Certificate, the license, all the things.
And then later you're going to have the big old ceremony.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Okay, cool.
Wow.
Welcome back, Carla. Five correct. All five correct. For Andrew and Nicole, who are on their way to get married.
Okay.
By the way, it was easy for them. They didn't even have to think.
Oh, no. Okay.
So.
Let me lock in.
You're going to be crying again. If I had to guess. Question number one, Lollapalooza headliner Charlie XCX says her new album's completely different from her Brat album, and fans might not like it, but she's cool with that. What color is the iconic Brat album cover?
Green.
Green is correct. Question number two, Taylor Swift has released her new song from Toy Story 5, I Knew It, I Knew You. The song will be part of the official soundtrack, which releases on June 19th. Who voices the character Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story 5?
I know his name is Tim. It's not McGraw. Tim.
If this was the person on the phone, I would have...
Tim.
No! We need a name. Question number three.
Tim!
The answer is Tim Allen.
You know what the other name was coming into my mind?
Hmm.
Woody Allen.
Oh, not Woody Allen.
But then I was thinking Woody, and then I was like, that must be it.
Tim.
I had technically all the names in my brain, just not in the right
Tim
order.
Tim Allen, he's Buzz Lightyear. He was the Santa Claus and the Santa Claus. He was the dad in Home Improvement.
Sorry.
And he was the reason that you lost money.
Sorry.
Question number three, Madonna performed at a pop-up concert in Times Square yesterday for Grindr. She performed a 15-minute medley of her hits and some upcoming tracks from her new album.
Queen.
Which pop star did she famously kiss at the VMAs while performing Like a Virgin?
Britney Spears. And Christina Aguilera.
No, she only kissed Britney Spears, I believe.
I think she kissed both.
Somebody verify. Ahmad the Amazing, can you verify while we continue on? Ahmad says that she kissed both. How about that?
Look at that.
Madonna lived 12-year-old Moog's dream threesome. Amazing.
Beso de tres.
Question number four. When asked about his kids, ASAP Rocky responded, they could be considered Nepo babies. I just got to make sure they chill with their rough cousins. Yeah. They could be considered Nepo babies.
100% are.
True or false, ASAP Rocky has three kids with Rihanna.
Very true.
That is true.
Very true.
Question number four. Forbes 2026 list of America's richest self-made women includes Oprah Winfrey, Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian, and Beyonce. Which city did the Oprah Winfrey show famously start in?
Chicago.
Right downtown here in the Loop. Well, actually, no. She was in the NBC building, I believe, at first, which is where Jerry Springer was. And then they made Oprah her own studios.
Because she was that great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
she's Big O.
Who's not great?
1, 2, 3, 4 for Carla. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Andrew and Nicole in Old Town. And I wonder if you threw it.
I did it.
Because you knew that they were going to get married and you wanted them to start their new life.
With $1,000. No, because I do want you to start your wedding with $1,000. But people have called in and been like, it's my birthday. And I'm just like, that's crazy. Anyway, 5 out of 5.
You know what? That's fair. There was somebody who was like on her way to go have a baby, wasn't there?
Yes.
Not long ago.
Oh, I'm terrible. All right. That's how you know I didn't.
Andrew and Nicole, you know what this means.
We're Andrew and Nicole from Old Town, and we crushed Carla.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations. You got yourself $1,000. And you are heading to the DuPage County Courthouse to get married today. Congratulations to you two. We wish you a lifetime of happiness.
Yes, we do.
Now, who's going to write that check?
We're crying now.
Oh, you guys are crying?
Oh, yay!
Now we are.
We got some tears. I love it. Congratulations to you guys. We're going to put you on hold. We'll grab some info from you. Please do send us some pictures.
Yeah, on B96 Chicago on Instagram. We would love to see your beautiful faces get married.
We will. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful life. And call us soon and update us, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Man, well, we'll try again.
I will on Tuesday.
So Carla's going to be back on Tuesday. Another chance to win $1,000 with Can't Crush Carla on B96.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B96, is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
So Kylie in Skokie. So you've been dating this guy for 3 months. He's great, but there's something that's got you feeling a little bit weird.
Yeah, like I literally know nothing about him. his whole life is a secret.
I literally know nothing about your boyfriend. It's crazy. So, okay, tell us the story of your relationship. Give us what you do know.
Yeah, what do you talk about during these dates?
Oh my gosh, a lot of future talk.
Red flag.
Yeah, but it's exactly. It's like not in the way you think or would hope. So we met on Hinge.
Okay.
And he's new to Chicago. So all I know is based, you know, on what he said. He moved here from California. But he's on this journey and like he's all about letting go of his old life to the point where like he literally just gives me nothing, doesn't want to talk about anything. His family, I know nothing about his family, how many siblings he has, if he has any siblings. He doesn't talk about past relationships, like nothing.
What do you guys talk about?
You know, it's crazy because every girl's dream, right? Like, just let them talk about themselves. Like, he literally just asked. He's like an interrogator. And the thing is, I don't realize how much we're talking about me because he asks a lot of questions. So even though I do a lot of talking, I guess because he's asking me questions and I'm answering questions about my interests and my likes, and he doesn't ask me too many questions about my past either. But then again, he doesn't really have to because I kind of just organically talk about it.
Yeah, you're like, here's me. Here's everything about me.
Open book.
Yeah. And he's giving he's giving you nothing.
Nothing. I mean, and we talk about our future together, which is nice. And he's a total gentleman. but we don't talk about the past at all. And any time that I ask anything or try to like ease into any sort of question about his life before Chicago, he finds, like, this guy has found every way in the book to dodge it and like go around it.
And he doesn't talk about his life before he moved here.
We don't talk about Bruno. It's a rule.
This is very interesting. Okay, so what do you think it is? I mean, is he in the CIA?
Or an ex-criminal running away from his old family?
Witness protection? Does he have a wife and kids and just, like, went to go get a carton of milk and never came back? Like,
you know, it's funny because I've never, like, flat out just been like, what's the deal? Are you married? Like, because he's such a gentleman and I feel like if I just pop off on him, I'm going to look like the psycho. So he could be witness protection. Honestly, I don't
Kylie,
know.
Kylie, really it's not crazy to want to know your boyfriend's birthday.
Yeah.
You know, it's not crazy to want to know what your boyfriend studied in college or where he went.
So are you like comfortable around this guy or is it weird?
I mean, I am. He's so sweet. He's such a gentleman. He's so polite. You know, when we go out, like, he pays for everything. It's just, I just know nothing about his past. All we do is talk about, you know, my interests, anything that's around us in the moment. If we watch a movie, we'll talk about the movie ad nauseum. But again, nothing about the past. It's weird.
And he doesn't budge on that. Have you, like, looked him up on social media to see if there's any sort of past or...
So, yeah, there's nothing on social media. I mean, which is not totally uncommon. He's not a social media guy, which is kind of nice, except in this case.
But it's peculiar.
It's a little peculiar.
You know what? Next time you go over to his house, start opening drawers and cabinets. Start looking through that.
This is a very bizarre situation. So it's Kylie and Skokie. She's dating this guy and knows nothing about him because he won't tell her a thing about his past. He moved here. She knows he moved here from California, and that's the end of the story. She doesn't know about his family. She doesn't know about anything that he did in his life up until this point. And she's like, can this relationship be a match? I don't know anything about him. What reasons would somebody have to not share anything about their life? That's a very bizarre thing. Most people love talking about themselves.
Most, unless you've got something to hide. But we don't know.
Right. Yeah, and is what he's hiding, is it something insidious or is it something that he can't talk about?
Insidious, I like that word.
Isn't that great?
But I hate that for you, Kylie. let's try to help her out.
Yeah, so the question is it a match or a mistake? We want to hear from the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia. Call us at 877-591-9696. Can she see a relationship through with this guy or is this too weird? Would you run for the hills? It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings and Match or Mistake with Kylie and Skokie, who's with this guy who is a little too private.
Like to the point where she'll ask him questions about his past and he doesn't...
She doesn't know like anything about his life before he moved to Chicago. Almost to a point where it feels like, is this guy a witness protection program or something?
What is he hiding?
Yeah. Maria on the South Side, is it a match or a mistake? You say mistake. Why is that?
Mistake, definitely. Big red flags. Like, I don't know if because I watched too many of these things.
The true crime.
To me, it sounds like a serial killer.
Oh my gosh.
And you know what? It's little things. And you know what I was thinking about? Wade, you know, when they interviewed him, they said he would use his charms and looks to lure this woman to basically hypnotize them with his good looks and charms. And they would have no idea.
Who's this that you're talking about?
But Wade Wilson, the one that's still in prison for killing those girls, he started tattooing his face and stuff, like when he was in prison.
I think
if you hear his interviews, if you hear his interviews, he specifically says that it was that easy for him because he would use his looks and charm to lure these women.
Oh, that's so scary.
So honestly, even just talking about it right now, I'm getting chilled because you know that little scene from Scary Movie when Marlon Wayans tells Cindy to run? Right there, please run. I don't want to hear nothing.
You are so good at giving descriptors.
You're really good. I mean, she is waving the red flags right now. Thank you so much that officially you say mistake. Have a great day.
Definitely, please run. You guys too. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Everybody run.
Everybody get out of here.
Elizabeth is in Huntley and you say it's a mistake as well?
Yes, I think it's a mistake, although a little less insidious.
because even if he is, even if he is trying to kind of put things in his past because he's traumatized or because the history is hard for him, he's still not processing it. He's still trying to avoid.
Right.
And so no matter what, that's still going to be problematic in the relationship.
Oh, he's going to have some issues that are going to impact the relationship. If it's something that he's avoiding, right. If it's something so, that like, he's hiding.
Right. So even if he's not a serial killer, even if he's just somebody who's had like a really hard childhood and a really hard past, he's still not talking about it. And, yeah. And that's still going to eventually going to come up in the relationship.
Yeah, he's not hiding bodies, but he's hiding trauma. Yeah. And I think that that yeah. is definitely yeah. something to know.
Whether it's bodies or trauma, it's not good.
Right. Yeah, and while I appreciate Maria's point, I think it's very rare that people are... It's rare, but it's not 0% chance that he's a serial killer. So, interesting.
But the point is, we don't know much about him. And it's like, how can you truly be in a relationship with someone if all you know is who they want to be? Because it sounded a lot like they were talking a lot about their future plans. And
yeah. Well, and that's good that they're looking towards the future. But if you don't learn anything about somebody's past, it can be problematic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and have a great day. 877-591-9696. It's Match or Mistake. So Kylie in Skokie is with this guy, and he doesn't tell her anything about his life before he moved to Chicago.
Nothing
I mean,
at all.
Nothing. She doesn't learn about his family. She doesn't learn about... She vaguely knows he came from California, but like nothing.
It's giving witness protection.
And he's like, let's not talk about the past.
Then why worry about the past when I'm here with you right now, baby?
Let's talk about the future. 877-591-9696. Is there anybody who says, you know what? We should all be able to put our past behind us and look towards the future. Who says this could be a match?
Yeah, I'm very curious if you can love someone without knowing anything about their past and just their current self.
It's Moe and Carla Mornings, B96. B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings, and coming up at 8:40, we'll have Moe's Mega Minute. It's our trivia game that could earn you $1,000 today. Somebody won Can't Crush Carla. Can we give away $1,000 again?
Yes. You better have a lot of trivia knowledge in your brain.
So get set for that. Right now, we've got Match or Mistake, though, and Kylie in Skokie is a little bit weirded out by the guy that she's seeing. So he moved to Chicago and has told her nothing about his life before moving here. Like, she knows nothing. He does not talk about the past. He does not talk about his family. He doesn't talk about old careers, anything.
And it makes it sound like he's hiding something.
Yeah. It's almost like witness protection-y.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's focus on the future.
Let's focus on the now.
Tell me about you. Which is nice, but does make you wonder what the hell is being hidden. So we wanted to know if there is anybody who says that this could be a match. Which do you think that we should talk to? I mean, there's a bunch.
I want to talk to all of them, but I would go with either DJ and Gurney.
Let's talk to DJ. DJ and Gurney. You say it's a match. Why?
Hi, good morning, guys. I love the show.
Thanks.
Yeah, I didn't catch the beginning of it, but it from what I did catch, it didn't sound like the young lady was saying if they've been dating for a very long time. And I can go vouch for experience to this day. I've been with my wife for a little over 10 years now, and we're still discovering new things about each other. So it's all about time. If you start dating somebody, I mean, maybe the guy... He'll feel more comfortable when you're dating somebody a little bit longer. It doesn't mean he's hiding anything, because it's a little ridiculous that people think that, oh, because I don't want to tell you about whatever subject, I'm hiding it from you. Give it time. He'll open up more to the young lady.
Yeah, I don't think it's as extreme as like we had Maria on the South Side who suggested that he's a serial killer. I think she might be deep into the true crime stuff.
Way deep, but also...
And that's no shade to Maria.
You're never going to catch Maria slipping. That's
right.
One thing for sure, two things for certain.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And thank you for your thought on that, DJ, and also for complimenting our show.
We appreciate you.
That's it.
They have the rest of their lives to get to know each other.
Have a great weekend. I'll take one more. We'll take Jason in Chicago. And Jason, you say it's a match, and why?
Well, you know, she's kind of getting exactly what most women want, is a guy that asks questions and listens. And as far as the, you know, not opening up about whether it's past trauma or not, I mean, is that, you're always taught to lead with your best foot forward. Do you really lead with these, like, negative moments from your past? I mean, is that really how you impress a woman?
I don't know that it's impressing them with negative moments from your past, but I do think it starts to feel weird when you can't get anything out of somebody. When you're like, when they're like, I can't really tell you about who I was before moving here.
They're a closed book.
Yeah, that's a little bit tough. But I also see what you're saying, and like, you know, if you're on a date, you want somebody who's going to ask you questions and be interested in you, not just sit there and tell you about their whole past. But there's a little bit of a...
There has to be a balance. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm on a first date and they're asking a bunch of questions, I'm like, wow, this is great. And then I realize, ooh, I've been talking for an hour and a half. And maybe it's time to also say, and what's your favorite color, Jason?
Yeah. Thank you, Jason, very much for that. And have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Now, Kylie, it's really, you know, this is your life. How do you feel comfortable moving forward? Do you think it's a match or do you think it's a mistake? I mean, you're talking to somebody who's not giving you anything about his life.
I honestly don't know what I was thinking, you guys. Like, it's a mistake. This is
it's 3 months.
It's weird, right? Like, it's been 3 months. Yeah, I understand. I'd even say a month. It's kind of like not that big of a deal, but 3 months in and I know nothing. And I try not to be too annoying about it, but it's like, it's almost like he didn't exist before he moved to Chicago. And I don't know, that's just weird.
Yeah, that's strange. The whole thing is very weird. And I think that if you were to stick with him, you would be sort of, your mind would probably be spinning for a long time because it doesn't seem like he doesn't budge, right?
Exactly. It's almost like, okay, if this guy is so good to be true, then, like, wouldn't somebody else have snatched him up? Like, and that's it. Maybe he is. Maybe he's, like, running away from an entire family he doesn't want me to know about. So ever since I started harping on it, it's all I think about. And it went from, like, oh, not a big deal, to probably the biggest deal, you know, and I just can't.
We'll say goodbye for now, and in 5 years, we'll see the documentary on Netflix, and we'll know all the answers.
your 75-part series on TikTok, Who the Heck Did I Marry?
Yeah.
Totally, yeah. I really appreciate your help. Yeah. This is just weird. I can't do it.
All right.
Well, you know, you got to protect you first, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Kylie.
Thank you. Trio 96. Show us what you got so you can win. Mugs Mega Minuteman.
10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Mugs Mega Minuteman. Isabel in Edgewater is going to attempt to win $1,000 this morning. What's up, Isabel?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh,
you're a vibe.
This is the energy we need.
You sound like a Friday in the summertime.
I'm so excited.
Well, it's technically still springtime, but.
Well, but you sound like a Friday in the summertime. Let's make this happen for you. 10 trivia questions, 1 minute, get them all correct. Demesman and Dover Law Firm is handing you a check for $1,000. Here we go. What type of event is Lollapalooza?
Music festival.
That's correct. What do they play in the NFL?
Football.
Correct. Which snack is the snack that smiles back?
Oldfish.
Correct. What is the last vowel in the alphabet?
U.
Correct. Which car company makes Broncos?
Ford.
Correct. Halfway there. What toy company makes Barbie dolls?
Mattel.
Correct. A patser is someone who is bad at what game?
You said a what?
A patser.
A patser
is someone who is bad at what game?
I pass.
What wall fell in Germany in 1989?
Berlin Wall.
That's correct. What is the most common street name in the United States?
Milwaukee Avenue?
Incorrect. What does an onomaniac love to do?
You said what maniac?
What does an onomaniac... Oh, that's time.
Oh, they love to listen to music. I don't know.
So, let's go through the ones you passed or got wrong. Starting with a patser is someone who is bad at what game, Carla?
At chess.
At chess. I would be a patser. Because I've never completely understood chess.
I don't get it, because sometimes they move diagonally, but then the queen always has to be protected, and then there's horses.
Yeah.
I do not play chess.
What is the most common street name in the United States? You said Milwaukee. Did you pass Milwaukee as you were driving, or?
Yeah, but that's just, like, one I know that goes, like, all the way through. And it's also one that's, like, in a couple of different towns I've been to, so I don't know.
Once you get out of the Midwest, I think there are fewer and fewer Milwaukees as you go. The answer is actually...
Second Street.
Yeah. And then what does an oniomaniac love to do?
An oniomaniac loves to shop.
Yeah.
And I am an oniomaniac.
Yeah, you're an oniomaniac.
Love
to,
it.
To your credit, I did say onomaniac at first, but we weren't going to get there anyway with what we had missed. So, all that to say, we appreciate having you on today. What do you got going on this weekend?
Honestly, one of my friends, Natalie, shout out Natalie, is graduating.
Hey. Yay! So you're going to do all things Natalie celebration worthy?
All right. Yes, I was hoping for I'd give her $1,000.
You were going to re-gift the $1,000. That's really cool. Unfortunately, not this time around, but we invite you to try back. We do this every weekday at 8:40, all right?
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend, Isabel. All right. Yeah, Monday at 8:40, the return of Moog's Mega Minute.
Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
All right, call now for little victories. 877-591-9696.
And this could be anything. We know that there's lots of graduations and lots of birthdays, and you can call for that too. But if you have anything else that's a little bit different, maybe you got some free coffee this morning.
Maybe you got a free donut because it's National Donut Day.
Yeah, maybe your kid learned how to ride a bike. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is that you're celebrating, we want to celebrate it with you. 877-591-9696. Little Victories is coming up next. It's B96. You wanna be my lover. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings, and Gloria in Evanston, part of the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia, is going to kick off Little Victories today. By the way, you can call and share yours. 877-591-9696. Gloria, hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. Happy Friday, Gloria.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I know you have been looking forward to calling and sharing this little victory all week. And Gloria, the stage is yours.
All right. So one, it's Karen's last day of school.
Karen's your daughter.
Yes, the oldest one. And it's your...
What's that?
Her birthday weekend.
Her birthday weekend. I'm assuming that was Karen talking. Karen, how old are you going to be?
What was it? Eight. You're going to be eight. When is the birthday? Tomorrow, Sunday, today?
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
Sunday, but tomorrow we're doing strawberry picking, and then her cousin also graduated kindergarten today.
Oh, so this is just a big day for the family. Well, that's so exciting.
Hi. Hi, Karen.
Where are you guys doing the strawberry picking? That sounds fun.
Hobart, Indiana.
Oh, you're going to Indiana this weekend. All right. That's a journey from you for you up there in Evanston. Well, very exciting. Well, congratulations to Karen having a happy birthday. And today is the last day of school.
Yes, today is the last day of school, finally. I've been waiting for this day.
Yeah.
You want to sleep in, don't you, Gloria?
It's raining, and this is her last day of being at the school she's at right now.
Oh, because she's going to move on to...
To what?
Yeah, what is she moving on to?
To a different school still in Evanston.
Okay.
Very exciting. Well, yeah, that's going to be a wrap on the school year then. Congrats to, I think that's got to be everybody by now, right?
I'm pretty sure it's everybody by now. I know that people out in Hammond were already. I know the Chicago Public School were out 2 days ago.
I think yesterday. Yeah.
It's tough when you don't have kids, and also everybody got different days.
Well, it's very hard to keep track, and then there's the private schools and all that. Whatever the case, congrats to everybody who's out for the summer. Gloria, so wait, does this mean you're going to be sleeping in?
Hopefully. They still have to wake up at 7 and 8 in the morning.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So we're not necessarily going to lose you for the summer.
No.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Because that would hurt. There are some people who every year at this time fall off the grid, and then they come back in August or September, and they're like, "I'm back.
I'm back." You know who I miss? Mama and Cicero. Mama, where you at?
Yeah, this is an APB. Mama and Cicero. What the hell? She always Mama and Cicero comes back and then is like, "I'm back, baby," and then disappears. Yeah. Gloria, have a great weekend. Happy birthday, Karen, and thanks for sharing that little victory with us. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
That is going to do it for Moog and Carla Mornings today and this week. Everybody, cheer on everybody who's doing the half marathon. Yay. This weekend in Chicago. Specifically, you're more than welcome to cheer on Carla. We're going to be on Instagram Live on Sunday morning at about 8:30. Maud the Amazing and I are going to try and find Carla while she's running the half.
Can't catch Carla.
We're going to be... Can't catch Carla. That's right. We're going to be at Grand and Sacramento from 8:30 to when we see Carla. So yeah. If you want to come out and cheer on, support Carla as she runs by, feel free to join us. Otherwise, you can join us on Instagram at B96Chicago.
Yeah, I'm super excited to run. I'm coughing way less today. We're getting after
it. And by Sunday, it's all gone.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to feel better next week, all right? We're sorry if we sounded sick and gross this week.
Yeah, thank you for still listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, that's you. All right, that's going to do it for us. Stick around for Lala Ticket Tag, your next chance coming up at 11 o'clock with Letty Beats, Mogan and Carla Mornings. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.